This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The annual High Plains Chautauqua gets underway this week in Greeley. This year's theme is A New Birth of Freedom, focusing on those involved with the American Civil War, including Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses S. Grant. Another historical figure to be brought to life is Clara Barton. KUNC's Jackie Fortier spoke with Boulder scholar and storyteller Susan Fronchek about stepping into Barton's shoes and the role of Chautauqua.
Tell me a little bit about Clara Barton for people who don't know.
She was called the Angel of the Battlefield in the Civil War. There were many women who helped in taking care of the wounded soldiers on both sides. She became one of the best known. And really, it's because she filled a gap that the other women were not. She called her place between the bullet and the hospital. Clara really went to the front lines, and there were not many other women who did that. After the war, she created the first roster of thousands upon thousands of missing soldiers so the families could know what had happened. The third is she started the American Red Cross.
Since you've never portrayed Clara, how do you prepare for the role?
The first thing you do is get hold of absolutely every single biography you can, every piece of primary source material. With Clara Barton, it's wonderful because the Library of Congress has online her speeches, her letters, a great deal of material where I can get things in her own language.
Were you surprised by anything when you were doing your research?
I didn't realize how feisty she was. With the High Plains brochure, they always ask for several quotes from the person. I had heard the quote. I may sometimes teach for nothing, but if paid at all, I will never do a man's job for less than a man's pay. But I didn't realize that that was when she was in her 20s.
So you'll be in costume as Clara Barton. Do you try to speak like she did in the 1800s?
She spoke in a very flowery way. So, sticking within my time limits, I will try to capture that flavor in her speech.
What are your thoughts on the role that key women like Clara Barton played in American history? I mean, do you think that they're overlooked?
You can't overlook someone like Clara Barton or Susan B. Anthony. I mean, they did not allow themselves to be overlooked. It didn't make them popular. It got them called a lot of bad names. But she wasn't much in the history books. The women aren't much in the history books. So from that point of view, they're overlooked in our training.
This year's theme at High Plains Chautauqua is Emerging Freedom. Can you explain to me what that means and who else we're going to see? I hear you'll be presenting with Frederick Douglass.
I will be on Friday night following Frederick Douglass. And it's a pair. It makes sense to put those two together. They did know each other. She had some very interesting thoughts about, well, if they really would like the door to be open for both blacks and women to vote. But she said, if I paraphrase now, if there's the door isn't wide for both of us to go through, then may the poor limping slave with his broken shackles walk through before me. And I bow my head in thanks for his freedom. So she was really very gracious about that. And she said, hey, once you've given, now I do paraphrase, once you've given them the vote, how can you not give us the vote?
What's your favorite thing about Chautauqua?
The best thing about Chautauqua, and I'm talking about when I get to sit in the audience, is I get to meet these historical people. They're talking to me. There's no fourth wall between the presenter and the audience, as in traditional theater. Furthermore, I get to ask them questions. This means that the scholars are prepared in character to field whatever you throw at them within their historical context. You can get insights into what it really was like to live then, because as the audience, we're part of the show.
That was Susan Marie Fronchek. She'll be portraying Clara Barton at this year's High Plains Chautauqua. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.
The 2014 High Plains Chautauqua starts tomorrow evening under the large white tent at Ames Community College in Greeley. You can find a schedule of this week's events that run through Saturday at KUNC.org.